This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rocket attacks from Gaza set off air raid sirens in Tel Aviv on Sunday for the first time in months after barrages from Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage in what appeared to be the first long-range rocket attack from Gaza since the start of the year. In a video captured by the AP, people were seen rushing to a nearby shelter for safety. Hamas's military wing claimed the attack and said that it recently fired rockets at communities along the Gaza border. The Israeli military stated that 8 rockets crossed into Israel and a number of the projectiles were intercepted. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
A senior official told AFP Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was convening his war cabinet on Sunday amid intense diplomacy to forge a Gaza truce and hostage release deal. In Brussels, the European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, told journalists before meeting the Palestinian premier a strong Palestinian authority was in Israel's interest. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky invited the presidents of the U.S. and China to join an upcoming peace summit as his country struggles to stave off unrelenting attacks by Russia.
And I am appealing to the leaders of the world who are still a side of the global efforts of the Global Peace Summit. To President Biden, the leader of the United States, and to President Xi, the leader of China.
Moscow's forces have in recent weeks advanced on the battlefield and stepped up air